Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, August 8th. I'm Ula Kuziz. Missouri voters back in November approved Proposition A, which included mandatory earned paid sick leave. Months later, the Republican-led state legislature repealed the paid sick leave policy, citing hardship for businesses.
We think that government should stay out of the way of job creators and let businesses set their own workplace policies how they see best fit.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports on what happened to the paid sick leave portion of Proposition A and how a proposed constitutional amendment could bring it back. That's coming up after this news on The Gateway. Two people are dead after a helicopter crashed into a barge on the Mississippi River near Alton. Federal aviation officials say the crash happened shortly after 11 yesterday morning. Corporal Dallas Thompson of the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the helicopter was carrying workers who were doing maintenance work on power lines. No other injuries were reported. He says the lightweight utility helicopter hit a line and crashed into the barge. Electric company Ameren confirmed a contractor and subcontractor were repairing tower lighting in the region. The Federal Aviation Administration and the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the crash. Roadways in the region are open, but private and boat traffic on the river is closed near the crash site. The Missouri Legislative Black Caucus has vowed to fight back over Republican attempts to draw U.S. Representative Emmanuel Cleaver out of his seat. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg reports.
Members of the Missouri Black Caucus say they will fight on multiple fronts to keep Republicans from redrawing the 5th U.S. Congressional District. The effort called for by President Donald Trump would increase Missouri's Republican seats from 6 to 7. Only one seat would be a safe Democratic seat. For 7 Republican seats, the Kansas City area must be split into different districts. Representative Marlon Anderson is Assistant Minority Leader for the Missouri House. He says he hopes some Republicans will join to combat the effort.
People in this body and in this building needs to do what's right. And I hope they will help us. And if not, we will challenge it legally.
Governor Mike Kehoe has not yet called for a special session on redistricting. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Meanwhile, Missouri State Senator Brian Williams has officially entered the race for St. Louis County Executive. Williams announced his run for office yesterday and will compete in the Democratic primary next August. He's represented the state's 14th district since 2019. In a statement, he says he hopes to build a stronger and prosperous St. Louis region. Williams' district makes up parts of the county, which includes Ladue, Ferguson, University City, Bridgeton, and Hazelwood. Williams' entry into the race comes about a week after a grand jury indicted County Executive Sam Page. He was accused of using public funds for a mailer to campaign against Proposition B ahead of the April election. People who were affected by the May 16 tornado now have until August 26 to apply for federal assistance. FEMA has extended its application deadline for homeowners and renters in St. Louis, St. Louis County, and Scott County. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports.
St. Louisans who need help with home repairs or property damage are encouraged to apply for FEMA's Individual Assistance Program. It can help those who are uninsured or have damage that was not covered by insurance. FEMA helps with temporary housing and replacing essential personal property that was destroyed. So far, FEMA has approved over 7,200 applications for assistance from the storm. However, St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer said this week that there are still about 700 households that could be eligible for federal money. People in need can apply at Sumner High School, Union Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, or at the Urban League's Entrepreneurship and Business Women's Center. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis Commissioner of Corrections Doug Burris will soon leave the role as his short-term contract expires this month. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says right now she's not sure when a new commissioner will be hired.
I don't have a timeline, although I will say it is of utmost priority for us. We're in a bit of an unusual time for our jail in that we are continuing to engage with the jail in a constructive manner.
Burris became interim commissioner in January after the former commissioner was fired amid public pressure over poor city jail conditions and a lack of transparency. The city posted the Commissioner of Corrections job opening to its website last week. The position pays up to $163,000 annually. A new VA health clinic is under construction in Rolla. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports the goal is to improve health care for veterans throughout the region.
The new clinic will be nearly 10 times as big as the facility in St. James it will be replacing and will add specialty services including urology, podiatry, optometry, and dentistry. The building is projected to be open in the summer of 2027. Colonel Angela Deba Lee oversees the hospital at nearby Fort Leonard Wood. She says the two facilities will work together closely.
For example, if they see an orthopedic doctor here, then they would be able to do the surgery out at Fort Leonard Wood. That provider would be able to go out to Fort Leonard Wood and do the surgery closer to home and make it a win-win situation for the veteran.
VA officials say the facility will also reduce the number of veterans who have to travel to St. Louis for services. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan All, St. Louis Public Radio.
The last group of people subpoenaed to address the St. Louis County Council regarding operations at the troubled county animal shelter testified yesterday. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell was at the meeting and has this report.
Dr. Landris Burris, the Deputy Director of Public Health, told council members that the leadership at Animal Care and Control is, quote, collaborative, meaning decisions are made as a group, even though he is considered the lead of the department by the council. Councilwoman Shalonda Webb says that chain of command needs to be clarified.
There needs to be accountability and everybody know their role, sir. And I feel like that's not being clarified in the health department and for ACC. And that's what's been detrimental to you all.
The shelter has been steeped in controversy since the county regained control of it from the Animal Protective Association last year. Problems included failed inspections and a massive parvovirus outbreak. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
The star of HBO's Chimp Crazy will spend nearly 4 years in prison for lying about an ape named Tonka. A federal judge in St. Louis handed down the sentence to Tanya Haddix yesterday. She pleaded guilty in March to perjury and obstruction of justice. Her attorneys had asked for no more than a year and a day. The charges stemmed from a long civil case involving a company that bred chimpanzees for entertainment and people for the ethical treatment of animals. General Counsel Brittany Pete says the group is pleased with the sentence.
Unlike the chimpanzees she locked in her basement, Tanya Haddix is guilty, and she had a choice of whether she ended up locked behind bars as she is now.
Haddix was arrested in July after she violated the terms of her bond by owning another chimpanzee. She'll remain in the Phelps County Jail until she goes to prison. Back in November, Missouri voters passed a law that raised the minimum wage and allowed employees to earn paid sick leave. However, in less than a month, the sick leave portion is going away. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Kellogg explains what happened and what happens next.
When Proposition A passed with nearly 58% of the vote, Fran Marion was ecstatic. She works at a Wendy's in Kansas City.
I was just like, yes, finally, we're being listened to. We're being heard.
Through Proposition A, the minimum wage in Missouri rose to $13.75 an hour in 2025. It will rise again to $15 an hour beginning in 2026. It also allowed employees to earn 1 hour of paid sick leave for every 30 hours worked. For Marion, the sick leave would have helped her after she had a series of mini strokes.
I've had two follow-ups, and I've only made it to one because I can't afford to lose that money, and I had to play catch-up.
The sick leave part of Proposition A went into effect on May 1st, meaning employers had to begin issuing paid sick leave to employees. But beginning August 28th, that mandated paid sick leave will be going away because of a law passed by the Missouri legislature in May. When voters approved Prop A, Republican Representative Sherrod Gallick says she received a letter from a business owner in her district, which is south of Kansas City. The letter said his business could handle the minimum wage increase, but not the mandated sick leave.
We're questioning whether we'll still be in business a year from now. If not, our 32 employees will be looking for work or standing in the unemployment line.
Because voters approved a statute change, lawmakers could change or even repeal parts or all of Prop A. Gallick was one of several Republicans who filed legislation for the 2025 session on the mandated sick leave. But Gallick's version was the one lawmakers ended up passing, with Governor Mike Kehoe eventually signing it. The legislation completely repeals the sick leave portion of Proposition A. Several Missouri business organizations supported Gallick's bill while it was going through the legislature. Kara Korchus is the president and CEO of the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. She says Proposition A was a job killer because not all businesses work the same.
by having this one-size-fits-all approach, it was going to exponentially increase costs for businesses. And, you know, when inputs are increased, then either jobs can be lost, hours can be cut.
Korja says the chamber encourages competitive wages and benefits, but not as something that is required by law.
We think that government should stay out of the way of job creators and let businesses set their own workplace policies how they see best fit.
Not every business owner agrees with Korchus. Miles Pearson owns a small home renovation and repair business based in Springfield. While he doesn't have any permanent employees, Pearson will periodically hire labor help or will subcontract. When the mandated sick leave policy went into effect, Pearson said he started tracking hours to make sure he was following the law. He didn't find the measure prohibitive.
It was really like such a minimal burden. And it was taken away because they don't want workers to have rights.
Richard Von Glahn is the policy director for Missouri Jobs with Justice, which was one of the organizations behind Proposition A. He says while he knows some businesses will revert to their leave policies from before, he has heard from some employers that will be keeping the new sick leave law, even though they don't have to. And while required paid sick leave will no longer be Missouri law after this month, it could return in the form of a constitutional amendment. Unlike a statute change, a constitutional amendment cannot be undone by lawmakers. It instead requires another constitutional amendment that must be approved by voters for any changes to happen. Missouri Jobs with Justice has already filed a proposed constitutional amendment that would once again require paid sick leave. Von Glahn believes if the amendment does get on the ballot, it will receive enough votes to pass. But he also says there are other avenues, like future legislation.
The thing that I feel most confident about is that we are on the side of Missouri voters. And so that provides, different avenues and options for us to be able to move forward.
For now, Missouri voters will have to wait and see if they get a do-over on paid sick leave. In Jefferson City, I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
You can read more about Proposition A and the repeal of the paid sick leave by going to stlpr.org. Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music is by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Ala Kaziz, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.